This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers raise concerns over fertilizer shortage, road conditions and flood preparedness in House meeting. Agriculture Minister cites budget limits linked to high subsidies amid rising fertilizer demand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli signs performance agreement between ministers, directs to engage in game-changer initiatives. Government approves National AI Policy 2025. And Israeli attacks on Gaza kill 32 people as 4 more die of malnutrition. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday urged the government to address urgent issues facing the country. During zero hour, they called for timely and adequate supply of fertilizers to farmers, warning that shortages are affecting paddy plantations. They also raised an alarm over cattle deaths caused by lumpy skin disease and demanded immediate preventative measures. They also highlighted the poor state of rural roads with the onset of monsoon and suggested using Bailey bridges to restore transport links quickly after floods and landslides. They also stressed the need to train engineers for such projects. Lawmakers praised the Nepali women's football team for climbing 13 spots to 87th in FIFA's global ranking, urging more support for athletes. They also pressed for a swift reopening of Tatopani and Kerung checkpoints, warning of potential price hikes during the upcoming festivals. Meanwhile, responding to lawmakers in the parliament, Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Ramnath Adhikari said excessive subsidies are limiting fertilizer imports, with rates at 82% for urea, 64% for DAP and 49% for potash. He noted Nepal imported a record 491,000 metric tons this year, but annual demand is now 1.3 million tons, more than triple what it was two decades ago. Meanwhile, the National Assembly is meeting at 11:45 a.m. this morning at the Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to present the 6th annual report of the National Inclusive Commission for the fiscal year 2080-81, while National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Arial will table a consolidated report from coordination meetings with electorate colleges across all 7 provinces. 5 parliamentary committees are also meeting today. The International Relations and Tourism Committee will review the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Bill and Nepal Air Service Authority Bill. The Industry and Commerce Committee will discuss the Import-Export Regulation Bill, while the Agriculture and Cooperatives Committee focuses on preparations for Hindu Kush Himalayan Parliamentarians Meet 2025. The Public Accounts Committee will examine complaints about truckload capacities and the Legislative Management Committee will deliberate on the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill. The government has taken a major step towards integrating artificial intelligence into its national strategy by endorsing the National AI Policy 2025. The decision made at the Council of Ministers meeting on August 11th was announced yesterday by Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbaguru. The policy aims to foster AI innovation and governance to transform Nepal into an AI-driven nation in line with rapid global technological advances. The cabinet meeting also made 18 other decisions, including setting the toll rate for Sisnekhola-Nagdunga Tunnel Road project. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed ministers and secretaries to launch game-changing projects aimed at boosting productivity and breaking the country's cycle of poverty. Speaking at a progress review and performance contract signing ceremony in Singhadarbar yesterday, he urged officials to deliver tangible results this fiscal year. Deputy Prime Ministers, ministers and Chief Secretary signed agreements with the Prime Minister outlining targets and achievements. The practice, introduced during his previous term, is designed to ensure the timely completion of infrastructure projects and serious and service improvements under the vision of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepalese. The Millennium Challenge Account Nepal has signed two major contracts to push forward the MCC Nepal Compact's electricity transmission project co-funded by Nepal and the United States. MCA Nepal said the move follows the successful completion of the foreign aid review, allowing work to resume with fresh momentum and shared commitments from both governments. The agreements were signed by MCA Nepal Executive Director Khadga Bahadur Bista and company representatives in the presence of MCC's Acting Deputy Vice President, U.S. Embassy officials and Ministry of Finance and the Nepal Electricity Authority. Newly appointed ambassadors from several countries have presented their letters of credence to President Ramchandra Paudel. At separate ceremonies in Sital Nivas yesterday, the ambassadors of Germany and Finland, along with the non-resident ambassadors of Burkina Faso and Cambodia, formally assumed their diplomatic roles in Nepal. In a bid to draw climbers to Nepal's... Monsoon floods have caused severe damages across the far western and eastern regions of the country, destroying homes, infrastructure and farmland. In Humla's Tanjakot village, a massive flood in the Kabadi River wiped out 11 houses and large swaths of agricultural land. Officials warn the damage toll could rise as more as areas are accessed. In Bazura's Bichha village, flash floods and landslides destroyed over a dozen homes, a health post, a ward office and a school. While no casualties have been reported, hundreds remain displaced. Meanwhile, the Upper Tamakosi Hydroelectric Project will clean its reservoir this Saturday, August 16, from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. and the public is advised to stay away from the Tamakosi River during that time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some news with the Medical Education Commission. The 21st Synod of the Medical Education Commission has approved seat allocations for various levels of medical education, including an increase in PCL level seats under the Council of Technical Education and Vocational Training, CTEVT, for the current academic year. The decision was made yesterday at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers following the recommendation of the Commission's Seat Determination Committee. Now, on to an international news update. Palestinian health officials say at least 32 people, including 13 seeking aid, were killed on Thursday in Israeli attacks across Gaza. Four people died from malnutrition as the starvation deepens in besieged territory. The escalation comes after Israel's Security Cabinet approved plans to seize Gaza City, a move that could displace hundreds of thousands to southern concentration zones. More than 108 groups have accused Israel of blocking life-saving supplies, leaving relief goods stranded in Jordan and Egypt while hunger spreads. Gaza's health ministry warns that 40,000 infants under 1 year old are malnourished and 250,000 children under 5 face life-threatening food shortages, with 1.2 million under 18 are in severe food insecurity. Hunger-related deaths have now reached 239, including 106 children. In a bid to draw climbers to Nepal's lesser-known peaks, the government has waived permit fees for 97 mountains in the far western Himalayas for the next 2 years. The decision, covering peaks between 5,870 and 7,132 meters, aims to shift trekking traffic away from the crowded Everest region towards the unexplored destinations in Karnali and Sudar Pashchim provinces. To understand the reasoning and potential impact, our correspondent Arjun Sapkota spoke with Himal Gautam, director at the Department of Tourism.
What is the main objective behind waiving climbing permit fees for 97 peaks in Karunali and Sudhir Paschim provinces?
The main reason behind it is that till date, the government of Nepal has opened the forum with 62 mountains for expedition, but many mountains are still virgin, means no human feet have ever reached the top of those mountains. Similarly, in those two provinces, which are socially and economically backward and that are back in terms of human development index as well, if mountaineering tourists are attracted by waiving the expedition fee, that what we call royalty, and if we disseminate this message to the global mountaineering community, tourists will be attracted to those regions. They will come for expedition in those two provinces, and definitely many unclimbed mountains will be climbed, and the trend or trajectory of climbing mountains will go there, and it will have other spillover effects in the life, livelihood and economy of that region. If the trend of mountaineering grows there, other untapped potentials and unexplored touristic destinations will also be explored and exposed.
Since these mountains are unexplored yet, how does the government plan to promote these lesser-known peaks internationally to attract climbers?
Definitely, waiving the mountaineering royalty alone cannot be sufficient for the exploration of unexplored and unclimbed mountains. For that, we have to work very hard because those mountains are situated on the difficult terrains. The government of Nepal is trying its best to marketize all those mountains.
Well, what steps are being taken to improve infrastructure and access in these remote areas to support increased climbing activity, ensuring safety of the climbers?
For the sake of accessibility, it does not necessarily mean that all the mountains must be accessible by comfortable roads and means of transportation, because mountaineering is also part of adventure tourism. So people or the mountaineering community definitely love expedition and other trekking as well. So having said that, all we must be able to convince the potential tourists or mountaineers that there is the accessibility in case of accidents, in case of dangers, we are safe. There is the proper rescue system and all those means. For that, we are all the Department of Tourism and Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and along with all the stakeholders, we are working hands in hands together to that end as well.
That was Arjun Sapkota with Himal Gautam, Director at the Department of Tourism. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Sudhir Paschim province along with the hilly regions and at one or two places of the rest of the Tarai regions today. Furthermore, the division has stated that since the monsoon low pressure line is located south of the mean sea level, as a result, the monsoon in Nepal is expected to become somewhat weaker. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Lawmakers raise concerns over fertilizer shortage, road conditions and flood preparedness. Agriculture minister cites budget limits linked to high subsidies amid rising fertilizer demand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli signs performance agreement between ministers, directs to engage in game-changer initiatives. Government approves National AI Policy 2025, and Israeli attacks on Gaza kill 32 people as 4 more die of from malnutrition. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.